Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation with Phil Lempert. You may know him as the supermarket guru. He is also a publisher of Food, Nutrition, and Science, which is a trade publication for the food industry. They have just announced the kickoff of an award that I think has been a long time coming, and that is the Social Media Farmer of the Year. We know that there are a lot of farmers out there that are involved in social media today, and here's an effort to help reward them and give them some public recognition for what they're doing. Phil, you've just made a big announcement, and of course, we're supporting this project, which is a new, very interesting award program called the Social Media Farmer of the Year Award. So let's just go ahead and start there, Phil. And first, for people that don't know you, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do first.
Sure. Well, thanks so much, Chuck, for really rallying all your support around the Social Media Farmer of the Year Award as well. My grandfather was a dairy farmer. My father was a food manufacturer. And I've spent my entire life, quote-unquote, as the supermarket guru, trying to make sure that the industry knows where the consumer's going, that the consumer really understands the entire supply chain when it comes to our food. And what we did, one of our newsletters is called Food, Nutrition, and Science. And for years now, what we've been doing is interviewing farmers, having them send us videos of their farm. And all of a sudden, we figured out that, hey, these people are about the most adept social media people that are out there. We need to congratulate them. We need to make sure that every consumer, every food retailer, every supplier knows just how great farmers are when it comes to social media. So we created the Social Media Farmer of the Year Award, and this is designed really to get that word out there. And we've already, even though we've just launched it, we've already had close to 500 people who have read the form. Nominations are coming in by the minute, and we're really so excited about this.
Yeah, as involved as we've been in social media in the agribusiness sector now for, hard to believe, 10 years, but it's been a slow build, just as it has been in the general public. But farmers are very engaged in using social media at the encouragement of their commodity groups or companies they do business with to sort of tell their story about what they're doing on their farm so that people better understand where their food comes from. A lot of curiosity out there about that because we got a public that's so far removed from the farm today. So I think finding a way to bring some recognition to that is not only going to sort of validate and give them a feeling of accomplishment, but also encourage more people to do this, right?
Absolutely, Chuck. You're dead on. And also, what's so important to recognize, even though it might have taken farmers in the ag community 10 years to do this, now's the right time. Because, as you point out, consumers want more transparency. They want to put a face on where their food is coming from. Celebrity chefs are dead. It's really now celebrity farmers. These farmers are going into supermarkets, meeting more consumers than ever before. And frankly, when people don't understand where their food comes from, that's when we risk obesity and diabetes and heart disease. We need to get people closer to their foods.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing that kind of movement for sure. Now, again, when we get back to the award, let's tell people how they could nominate themselves or perhaps nominate a farmer that they know that might be especially deserving.
All they have to do is go to foodnutritionscience.com, and you'll see the Red Barn Social Media Farmer of the Year logo. You just click on that, and it's a form you fill out totally online. Everything is there. The rules are there. Just about everything that people would want to know.
Tell us when they need to get those nominations in by. I know there's going to be a presentation at food show coming up this summer, too.
Yes. Well, the entry deadline is coming up. It's March 31st. We're only keeping this open for 1 month, so it's March 31st. And then our judges, including yourself, Chuck, will review every entry, and then we'll pick a winner, notify them, and the award will be presented to them on June 11th, 2014 at FMI Connect, which is the big supermarket show in Chicago. All expenses will be paid. Fabulous award and some special prizes yet to be announced as well.
Now, I know we're sponsoring this through our AgWired community, but you've got some other sponsors, and I think there's still plenty of opportunity for a company or organization that might be interested to contact you and express their interest and maybe jump on board as a sponsor, right?
Absolutely. We want to make this as big as possible. We're talking to some other sponsors now who, you know, may be able to donate a tractor and instead of sponsoring it for money, giving us other prizes that we can pass on to the winner. And we've got NCFC, yourself, AgChat, Bolthouse Farms, Monsanto, a lot of great people who really want to make sure that the word gets out about these farmers.
Before we close out here, just from your perspective, because I think, you know, we're not as connected, I guess you would say, to the supermarket end of the food chain there as we are maybe more of the farmer side and some of the agribusiness involved with that. What are some of the other things that you see, I know I'm drifting away from the award here for a minute, but what are some of the things that you see in that area that really have been some maybe key trends that are changing that you'd like some of our audience to, you know, just be aware of?
Well, keep in mind that the supermarket world is changing rapidly. We've been seeing this for probably the past 2 or 3 years. This past week's statement that Safeway is up for sale for $9 billion is just evidence of that. We're seeing more small stores, more neighborhood stores, more local, obviously, everything that goes on. And also, we're seeing technology really struggling with figuring out food. You know, you've got Amazon.com, which is now one of the biggest food retailers, and all the supermarkets are trying to figure out how to challenge Amazon on this front. Well, in the meantime, Google is now doing same-day delivery. They're signing up supermarkets left and right to do it. So I think the next 12 to 18 months might well be the most exciting time in supermarket history.
Yeah, very much. I know I've got a news release right now. I haven't really had a chance to study it, but you can have same-day delivery of fresh produce. I'm not sure just how big of an area, but I looked at that and thought, you know, that's a unique idea where I can order my fresh produce and don't even have to leave my house, you know.
Yep, absolutely. And we're going to see more of that. And I think, to your point, it's not going to be necessarily the Safeways and the Krogers that offers 40,000 products, but it could be, you know, Chuck and Phil's vegetable farm.
Yeah.
And then it could be somebody else's pork and somebody else's meat. And then going to a company like Google who will then assemble it all and deliver it. So I think we're going to see more brands coming out than ever before, but we're going to know about them. We're going to know who they are, what they stand for, and frankly, I think we're going to be very satisfied.
Well, let's face it, at least here in the United States, we can pretty safely say that not only is we have one of the safest food supplies, but we just have this super abundant one with lots of choices, whether that's local, coming from a national chain of some kind, or and if you prefer it to be organic or not, and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's one of the best systems, I think, in the world. And it's just interesting to see how even the technology side is changing it, just like we're seeing in the communications and the public relations and the farming itself.
Absolutely. You are 1,000% correct.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And so, Phil, we'll close out here and get back to the social media award. We need folks that are interested in nominating their favorite farmer on social media to go to your website. I'll put a link to it in the story post with this. Get that nomination in before the end of the month. And, boy, I just think it's a great idea. I was wondering who might be first to think of this and get it done, but you guys have done so. So kudos for that, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Fair enough. And also, don't forget, you can even nominate yourself.
Right.
So it doesn't even have to be another farmer.
Wonderful. Well, we'll direct them there, and I want to thank Phil Lempert for talking with me here.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.